When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a very pleasant Saturday morning. It is 6 minutes after the hour. We are here live, Facebook Live, of course, and obviously on Biz Talk Radio, the Garden America Radio Network. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Tiger Palafox, those that have been kind of watching as we set up the show, see somebody different sitting next to Tiger. We'll explain all that coming up here in just a very few moments. But we're going to be talking about, Tiger, weddings today. Wedding and wine. The two go together, right?
I thought we were just going to be talking about Tiger, is how you were saying it.
Look at you. You're all giddy this morning.
I'm giddy?
Talk about Tiger this morning.
I'm sitting between two very cool people right now. That's why.
You sure are. And just so people are, you know. Well, you know, I got to turn your mic here. Sorry, John. Go ahead. How about that? That was my bad. I switched it before the show. Sorry.
You're only turning it on because we have company.
Right? We have company and being nice on our best behavior. Tiger, to your right is who this morning?
Cara LaMorato, and she's a wedding expert that we're going to be talking about some different new trends that are happening in wedding planning, okay, and also some savers that people can do themselves. She's a really important person when it comes to the DIY wedding crafts.
So not tips. Just the run-of-the-mill weddings that we're all used to, maybe a little something different, little spin,
exactly,
and maybe some great ideas for those that are planning on getting married in the next couple, 2 or 3 years.
Or a great reason to get married, right?
Just to get married because of, yeah.
Yeah.
I found this great wedding planner, and I think I love you, so let's get married.
That's how John made it happen.
Is that what you did, John? We had a very small wedding. John was at our wedding at our house. We did it really small, like maybe 15 people. And you know what?
Well, you had more people there that were there, but they were Skyped in.
We did, yeah. My folks, my wife's parents were Skyped in. And, you know, it was great because when it was time to leave, everyone knew it. They just, okay, we've had it. We had the food, the wedding. It was time to go, so we had a good time. We'll get into that in detail later on, of course, with Cara. Want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly. And she's shaking her head, so that's good. John, you had a great week. I understand that everything's up to date, and things in your world are fantastic. And why shouldn't they be?
I have nothing else to say. You know, the weather's changed here in Southern California.
Oh, my gosh.
We went from 106, and I was at work the other day, and I was thinking, you know, today is 40 degrees cooler than the week previous.
Now, what does that mean to plants? They're freaking out now a little bit, right?
Well, you know, plants want to, even in warm areas like Southern California, plants want to go dormant. In colder areas, in the northern climates, there's no problem. They understand what's going on.
Right.
You know, they're getting frost. Matter of fact, my brother and sister-in-law were out here when it was really hot.
Right. It was good to see them, by the way, Dave and Gabe.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun.
They said when they got home that plants they had out on the deck had been nipped by the frost. House type plants, so they had to bring them in. But here, to go from 106 to 66 in 1 week, it's
brutal.
It is brutal. So there's some things that we need to do to help plants go dormant. One is on roses. you know, obviously if it's been temperatures near 100, that they're actively growing.
Sure.
And they're flowering. But what you want to do now with roses is don't cut off the dead flowers.
Okay.
As the flowers fade, let the roses set hips. And that tells the plant, okay, we're done. Because you know how plants are, Brian. Basically, they only want to do one thing, and that's reproduce.
Yeah, that's all they want to do. That's what they're
doing. That's right. Jerry Baker wrote a book, Plants Are Like People, one time. So
exactly.
But that's all they want to do. So once they've set their seeds, they've fulfilled their mission in life, and they're ready to go dormant.
Right, right, right. One quick note, Tiger, are we getting a message on the audio? Okay, good,
done.
Beautiful. We're good. I have to tell you, I did trim or clip off some Green Planet roses to bring into the house to put in a vase, but I've not trimmed them all the way down to so they can go dormant for the winter yet. So I can wait.
Well, yeah, but like I said, you want to let them set hips.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if Green Planet really sets hips.
It doesn't.
I
don't think so.
I never see.
Why is it that some roses do and some roses don't set hips?
Well,
because that's their seed, right?
It is, and all species roses set hips, but a lot of the hybrid roses are diploids and triploids and tetraploids, and some of them are sterile.
Cara knows about triploids. big on the triploids?
No, triploids.
Triploids.
Is that how they do the,
yeah, well, how well
just
I know
the flowering
that?
Plums and the flowering pears and things where, you know, they set almost just a small seed fruit and not a large fruit? Is that kind of the same principle, or no, is it different?
That'd be a good thing for you to look up and maybe present a paper next week.
Present a paper.
That's your assignment for this week.
That's what you're supposed to be here for.
No. I can't
John,
do all your
lying.
Work for
John,
you.
John is the guru.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
So you know, Cara, John is the guru in the studio.
I mentioned, you know, we're going to be talking to Cara about weddings, but I mentioned that my niece is going to be getting married in a barn.
Is she watching or listening this morning? Hopefully she's watching.
Well, you know, I sent my sister a note and said she might be interested. But since we set up a podcast, right?
Right.
Or if not, you can go back to Facebook and watch it.
Sure.
So if she misses it this morning, she can catch up. But anyway, I guess getting married in a barn is not that unusual.
People do that, huh? I guess Cara could answer to that when the time comes. You're more than welcome if you want to share the mic, and we can introduce Cara to everybody. Put that up a little bit higher for her. And good morning, Cara.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
You think we're crazy, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah, we are. Good. So is getting married in a barn not that unusual?
Getting married in a barn is quite popular. Yes, people pay a lot of money for this.
And the enticement is just what they think they're being different, but as you say, maybe not that different because
people
are doing it.
I think maybe 5-7 years ago it was a little different, and now it's quite commonplace. The barn weddings are a big deal.
For the older generation, and I include myself in that, you know, we always heard growing up, you know, mind your manners. Were you raised in a barn?
Yeah, exactly. Or shut the door.
Yeah, so
were you raised in a barn?
There's kind of a negative connotation to that.
What'd you guys do, get married in a barn? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Behave yourself.
Exactly. You can start using that now.
But to go along with what Cara's saying, my family's from the Detroit area, the suburbs of Detroit. They all live around there. But my niece is getting married in St. Joseph because the barn that she wanted at the price she wanted was available there. But the one that she first looked at was $20,000 to rent the barn.
Well, let me ask you this. These are just regular barns that exist and farmers have them and they say, or whoever has it, and says, oh, sure, you can use my barn?
No, they move the animals out
first. They take the animals and the hay out. And they're converted. They're converted spaces that people
So they do this on purpose.
It's very much so, a dedicated wedding venue in a barn.
And that's all they use it for.
Right.
Okay.
Incidentally, and John will know, Traverse City area, St. Joseph is not too far off,
right.
I guess. But I had looked into, this conversation is cracking me up, because I had looked into investing in a barn.
Sure, why not,
and
right?
Making a wedding in the Traverse City area.
Why not? Because it's what you do. Yeah. It's all part of that.
That's
and then
it.
Offer it to people.
People want to get married in barns. Like, you got to give them what they want.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My brother has a cottage up there on the lake.
Beautiful.
Gosh. Beautiful. But you're a San Diego guy now, John, so you have a house in Fallbrook.
Most of my children are native Californians.
Yeah.
So I only have one that's Michigander.
Native Michigander. Hey, John, how about the quote of the week here? We're going to roll into the show. Of course, that break coming up. We'll come back with Cara and delve into this. Weddings and wines this morning, and talk more about the barn weddings.
Well, you know, there was an article I wrote in this week's newsletter about Joseph Dalton Hooker, who was a plant hunter. And I thought this quote was interesting. He said, "Plants in a state of nature are always warring with one another, contending for the monopoly of the soil, the stronger ejecting the weaker, the more vigorous overgrowing and killing the more delicate."
That's how Tiger got this position, by the way.
Well, I thought that
it was the winner.
Wouldn't that make like a great HGTV series? You know, Plant Wars.
Plant Wars. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? That's a great idea.
All right. We'll have to, Tiger, that's something else that you can work
on. Okay. I'll do my research on that one and present
that's actually a very, very good idea because a lot of people don't really understand that. Hey, my plants, though, fared well over the heat and the temperature fluctuations. Everything is thriving. So I think I got through it.
You know, I did too, and one of the reasons why it didn't affect us as much as it would have during the summer is that the days are a lot shorter.
Right.
So even though it got to 106, it cooled off really quickly.
Now remember, tonight we set our clocks back. You're going to gain an hour of sleep tonight. We're going to fall back. It happens just like that.
Yeah. I always save mine, though, until Monday.
You do, so you can gain those extra hours.
Yeah, I'd like to sleep in on Monday.
That's a very, very smart idea. It is 60 minutes after the hour. I'm going to come back with Cara and discuss weddings and wine, barn weddings, whatever. Questions, comments, post them right there on Facebook because we do monitor that. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. Along with Cara, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. This is Garden America Saturday morning.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 855-6619.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much. It is 21 minutes after the hour. Do want to remind people that we have a new place for our podcast, Spreaker, which I put the link on there a couple of weeks ago. I will repost that link, and they'll be adding more and more of our shows here on that Spreaker site and soon to be iTunes, so you can go back and you can listen to those podcasts or watch us on Facebook as they continue to, keep the library of shows on Facebook for as long as we're on Facebook. So there you have it. We are back. Tiger, introduce our guest. First name's easy. I don't want to botch your last name, and then we'll talk about this topic.
So this morning we have Cara Lamorato with, is it Cara's Vineyard Weddings? Is that what we're still going by now, Cara?
Cara's Vineyard Wedding is the name of the product, yes.
Yeah, and it's a really neat way. So the way that I was introduced to Cara was she is the wife of one of my wife's coworkers, and we were on a trip to Vancouver. And
okay.
We spent a lot of time together on this trip because the spouses were off doing work stuff and we got to hang out and play. And I found out that she does wedding planning podcasts, wedding gifts, savers, things of that nature. And we started talking about some of the succulent ideas that people have been throwing out for wedding gifts and tabletops and things. And ever since then, I've been following her and seeing what she's been doing with her podcasts and mm-hmm. with her pages. And it's a whole new trend. We were just talking about the barn weddings, and it's really becoming hot and popular. So I thought it'd be a great time to have her on and talk about, number one, what's happening in the wedding industry with trends and tips. And then also that people are bringing a lot of live plant material. They're not bringing the cut flowers in anymore. They're bringing a lot of live plant material into their wedding events to make it, I think, feel a little bit more earthy. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Cara?
Yeah.
Also, too, there's a lot of wedding planners, but you're a little different.
Yes.
I think that's what people want to
right.
are curious about.
Right. Well, to that, I'll just say hello to everyone. And again, thank you so much for having
Absolutely.
Me. It's really a pleasure to be here.
You can come back
excited.
Tomorrow. We're not going to be here, but you can come back.
So with the succulents, let me back up. I am very different than a traditional wedding planner because I don't actually work one-on-one with clients planning weddings. So I'll clarify that. I do host and produce the Wedding Planning Podcast, which goes live once per week on Wednesdays. You can find that on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere you love your podcasts. So I do wedding planning instead of one-on-one with couples. I do it on a grand scale to the entire world. Anyone who wants to listen is welcome to tune in for free. And I focus on very affordable, very common sense, very simple wedding ideas. So this is not your over-the-top, six-figure budget
wow.
craziness. This is, I want to get married in Grandma and Grandpa's barn. And we have $5,000, and how can we do this on a budget?
Now, so, $5,000, very reasonable for a wedding, obviously.
Very. You can do a lot with $5,000 for a wedding. Yeah, we can talk more about that.
I think most people are looking at, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
The average wedding in 2016 was over $30,000, which is average. go to the East Coast, New Jersey, New York City, your six-figure weddings are probably the norm.
Yeah, wow.
But there are a lot of couples who are just looking to do something different, and you really hit the nail on the head. That's what I'm all about. So I do not think you need to spend $30,000 to have a beautiful, meaningful wedding.
Sure.
And that is what both my product-based business and also my podcast are really, truly centered on.
Couple quick comments here on Facebook. One's from my sister, who said, "My daughter's having a barn wedding." 2 exclamation points. And then my niece, who's the one getting married, says, "Yay, and thinking about succulents too."
Now, did you know that they were having a barn wedding, John?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if my niece is a procrastinator or if she just likes to take a long time planning, because mm-hmm. we got to save the date for sometime in 2019.
Ooh.
That's a lot of time to
Very
plan.
Very proactive.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they could build a barn in that time, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
But she's really excited about the, you mentioned the succulents. And I remember, you know, that's a rather recent development, using succulents
right.
in wedding bouquets. And people always want a memento from their wedding. You know, I know that my wife from our wedding pressed some of the flowers in a book, you know, mm-hmm. to try to save them. But now people are taking the succulents out of their bouquets or boutonnieres or whatever they had, just planting them so they have a living memory.
It is a living memory. I completely drink the Kool-Aid on the succulents. I love succulents. And we have multiple pots in our backyard. I'm huge on gardening, obviously, part of the reason why I'm here.
Absolutely.
But we have a succulent pot that we've just trimmed from and replanted and trimmed and replanted. And we got those succulents from a good friend's backyard 15 years ago.
See, there you go.
And they're still going. And so the right. thought of using succulents in your wedding bouquet or your centerpieces, the table decor, and then being able to replant those and enjoy them pretty much forever is really, really special.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's very good.
I like
yeah.
that idea.
And the succulents, of course, I mean, you can't go wrong. Very easy to maintain for the most part. Mm-hmm. And you've got something from the wedding.
So what? Give us some examples of what people are doing now, Cara. So you were talking about all these tabletops and party favors and things. So I know you brought some things for us to see, but then kind of mention some exact examples now for us.
Sure. So I put together a gift guide for today's show so we can point
okay.
the listeners there to see some photos of this. Of course, it's a little bit tricky on radio to describe something like this. But one of the coolest, simplest favor ideas for anyone who has easy access to succulents. So anyone here in Southern California, they're everywhere. But anyone across the country, really, you can go to Home Depot and pick up some succulents. A wedding in 2019, you've got 2 years to cultivate your succulents, clip them, replant them, multiply them, grow them. And then a really easy decoration / gift for your wedding guests is to take a tiny little clipping of a succulent and plant it in a little pot. And that becomes your wedding favor. It's super affordable. Again, if you have succulents in your yard or in a loved one's yard, it's pretty much free. I brought some little pots that we can show the people on Facebook Live. I know that the listeners can't see them, but they're little pots that I bought at the craft store. They're 50 cents each.
That's about a 1-inch pot,
yeah,
it looks like, right?
Yeah, 1-inch tall, 1-inch wide on the top. And you put, I have a paper flower in it for today's sake, but fill it with a little soil and put a succulent clipping in it. You could even attach a little name tag to it. And it's a perfect little favor for your wedding guests.
You know, speaking of succulents, I know here at the radio station, oftentimes we have singers or groups that come in. We have a performance studio, and we have tables on the outside where they feed the listeners and feed the people who come in. Mm-hmm. And they used to have, like, you know, fake flowers or cut flowers. And I've noticed lately they've gone to succulents.
Yeah.
Somebody got the idea that, hey, we can keep using these again, and they're going to be good for a long time.
Yeah.
Just exactly, you know, what you're talking about. So if I came to you, well, the music says we're going to take a break, but I've got a question for you afterwards in mm-hmm. terms of somebody coming to you right off the bat and saying, hey, help me. You can give us in detail exactly what it is that you do and don't do.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, right there on Facebook for Cara, our guest, Love to hear from you. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Or if you do want to call us, 855-424-9825. It is Garden America. Going to take a break. Coming right back on your Saturday morning. And again, happy weekend to you.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for being there 35 minutes after the hour. 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, or, of course, the best way these days, people seem to love posting questions, comments right there on Facebook. You can also talk to each other. We've also got a third way to do that, and that is john@gardenamerica.com. We're talking, now we've talked about, weddings and wines. We haven't talked about the wine yet, but I want to ask you a question, Cara. If I were to come to you, because I know there are things you do and don't do. Mm-hmm. So basically, what can you do for me if I'm interested? What do you not do?
So what I can do is I can share with you the totally free wedding planning podcast, which again I mentioned is available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, wherever you love your podcast.
Keep promoting yourself. We love it.
We have over 100 free episodes available to couples who are planning a wedding.
That's great.
So, yeah. Again, I don't do one-on-one wedding planning services. Okay. It's available to anyone who would like to listen.
So all the information is there. You don't have to pay somebody for a consultation.
No, you do not. It's totally free. And that's why I started the podcast. I wanted couples to have access to wedding planning advice and services, even if they didn't have $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 to pay a professional wedding planner.
And that's just to plan it.
That's to plan it.
Not even to do it.
No,
I know. And we talked earlier, last segment, anywhere from $30,000 to, if you go back east, to six figures for a wedding. Yep. That I mean, God love you, that's great, but you don't have to, and a lot of people don't have that money.
You do not have to spend that much money to plan a beautiful wedding. So again, that's the essence of the wedding planning podcast. That stemmed from Cara's Vineyard Wedding, which was the business I created back in 2011. Mm-hmm. And Cara's Vineyard Wedding is products that are designed to decorate your wedding day. So the vineyard comes in because my primary medium is wine corks. For a variety of reasons, I really, really like wine.
You had an excess of them laying around the house?
Between myself and my parents, we've got lots of wine corks laying around. No, but in all honesty, we're talking like wholesaling 12,000, 20,000 wine corks at a time. And that's the primary medium for the wedding decor that I design. So you've got wedding planning via the podcast, which is totally free. And then you've got this line of products that, again, I started way back in 2011.
Now, when I was looking at the line of products that you have, and the one thing, we're talking about is weddings, and they can always be kind of a stressful time for people, right? There's always timelines on things. Things have to get done at a certain time, or you have to wait until one or two days before the wedding. Well, one of the things I saw with your product line and with the succulent concept is – that's something that could be done 2 months before the wedding, a month before the wedding, put off to the side. But then when the event actually comes up, they're ready to go. It's not like cut flowers, or it's not something that will expire on you, right? So,
and that's even more planning in itself.
Right. And so this is a good way to also almost relieve some of the stress on your wedding. Do you see people doing it for that reason also?
Yes, that is a great, great point. So one of our most popular collections is a collection of paper flowers. I love flowers, but they are very, very time sensitive.
Sure.
So you are needing to scramble around. If you're doing your own flowers, then bless your heart. You're scrambling around in the 1 or 2 days before your wedding trying to pull all this stuff together. So I launched this line of paper flowers for that exact reason, because the couple can take care of that. You could take care of that a year ahead of time, and the flowers are done. The decorations are done. They're quite realistic looking.
Are those what you brought today, these paper flowers?
Yeah, right here on the table. So these are succulent flowers. For anyone who's watching live, you can see it measures about an inch and a half wide. And it looks just like a little succulent flower, but it's paper. So again, succulents are hardy. You can use them in advance. They're a little bit sturdier than a traditional wedding flower like a rose or a peony.
Now, are those difficult to put together?
Oh, I don't myself put them together.
Okay, you buy them like
Yes.
That. Okay.
I work with a trusted wholesaler I've been working
okay,
with for
years.
Okay,
that's what I was wondering, because they looked like they were professionally done. So
They are professionally done.
So you can buy them in bulk and use them that way.
Yes.
You know, I had a question, because I'm not quite sure I get the cork idea. I know that there's thousands of corks, but what do you use the corks for and do you use them?
Yep, good. Glad you asked. So my products through Cara's Vineyard Wedding, one of the most popular products we have is a place card holder. So if you go to a wedding, think of when you walk in, you find your name on a table and it tells you where to go sit down.
Right.
So Cara's Vineyard Wedding makes place card holders that are specifically designed to hold the card that has the guest's name on it. So again, for those of you who are watching live, and you can find a link to a Pinterest board where you can see a visual of this. In this example.
Oh, now that's cool.
You've got the paper flower on top of the wine cork, which is holding up the guest name card.
Yeah, go ahead and turn that around for the camera. That's a good shot. Yeah, that's interesting. Look at that.
And then that functions as your card that tells your guest where to go sit down. It can be sent home with the guest as a gift, so you're not needing to buy a separate wedding favor, add that expense to your wedding plans. And they're pretty. I mean, they're fun. They're really eco-friendly. These are all corks that have already been made and been reused. The flowers are paper, totally biodegradable. You've got a fun little treat for your guests.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
You know, and if you did want to go, even though those are paper flowers, if you did want to use the tops of little succulents, you could just hot glue them onto there.
Exactly. So what you could do in that case, and Tiger and I actually talked about this in Vancouver, he's like, ooh, you could dig out the top of a wine cork and plant a little succulent in it. How cool is that?
Well, that's so taking it one step further, right?
Take a little screwdriver, and again, I'll point this at the camera.
Or a drill.
Well, yeah. That sounds kind of dangerous. I'd use a screwdriver, but
John's a dangerous guy.
Yeah.
Just hollow out the top, and then put a little pinch of soil in there, and you could plant a succulent right down in. That'd be super cute.
Now, is it true?
But Tiger, you really You don't have to. You wouldn't have to drill it out at all. You really could just take a little bit of moss, hot glue that, and the succulent right onto the top.
Yeah, definitely. Like how they do the pumpkins and some of the other, and then the plant still stays alive. It still will grow. Just missed it, and it'll keep going.
I'm going to make a very old reference here. Now, is there any truth to the rumor that you got your inspiration from the song "Paper Roses" by Marie Osmond?
What?
See, she's still thinking, and Tiger's going, what?
No,
knows what
no
I'm
truth.
Talking.
You know, just so Kara understands what you're talking about, she's the one that does the Weight Watchers commercials.
Yeah. I know who she is. Yeah. Never.
I didn't know who she was. That's fine. You could be on
She had, Donnie and Marie Osmond. Come on, Tiger, you know that. But no, she had a huge hit song, Paper Roses, years ago, and I got to looking at that thinking, she was ahead of her time, but you took that idea and obviously took it three or four steps further.
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah, listen to that song, Paper Absolutely. Roses. Yeah,
Very
I'm sure
cool.
there's a. It was a country crossover pop song, is what it was. Way back in the day, huh, Tiger?
Yeah, way back.
You know what we remember as current events, Tiger reads as history. So,
as soon as it makes it into the history books, is when I learn it. Right?
Exactly. So how do you? What have you found out by doing this? You started doing it. You had the idea. What has anything changed or new ideas developed? What have you found out? And how do people respond to this?
Oh, so much.
So many questions there,
every
right?
Every single. Being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart.
Because you have to keep changing.
You need to innovate
every all the time.
Single day, especially every wedding season. We're coming around, so we're in November now. Wow, that's really scary to even say out loud. But okay, we're in November.
Mm-hmm.
So engagement season is really coming up. The most popular time, the most popular window to get engaged is December, January, and February. So it's been a constant process of evolution, innovation, finding a new trend, finding something that the audience is responding well to, making adjustments. Mm-hmm. I actually just started selling these paper flowers as a standalone supply last year. And I did that because the demand was so high.
Really?
From my audience who, so I was selling the completed piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the demand was so high for, hey, we want to do it ourselves. We want to save a little bit of money, uh-huh. do it on our own. And that's also fun. It not only saves the money, it's fun. People mm-hmm. love to open a bottle of wine with their girlfriends and come over on a Thursday night and play with glue guns. And it's a good time.
Nothing like drinking wine and playing with a glue gun.
Yeah. Or in John's case, he brings out the drill.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't want to be at your
party. Yeah.
But the demand, the requests kept coming in. Can I just buy the flowers? Can I just buy the flowers? So that's, you know, one example of how you need to kind of adjust and listen to the audience and what they're wanting from you and give it to them. But yeah, it's definitely been a constant evolution from 2011 up to today.
Now I see over there, Cara, that you have two pots. You've got the little 1-inch pot, and then the other looks like maybe a 3-inch pot.
I call that 2 inches, right? Double the 1.5 inches, maybe. It's a little bigger. So,
well, anyway, do they both serve the same purpose?
Yeah, yeah. So back to the project that I talked about before the break, the little succulents.
You know,
we got to take
a quick break. Don't mean to interrupt. Hold that thought. The music hit us late. We're going to take a break and come right back.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back, and unfortunately had to cut you off at mid-sentence, Karen, going into the break. We had to pay some bills. Back to the pots and what we were discussing before the break to catch us up on where we are right now.
Yeah, so we were talking about the bigger size pot. John had asked about the bigger one. Again, these are just, they're so affordable at the craft store, and we're using some, the brand name is Martha Stewart. It's just acrylic craft paint. These tubes are $2 at Michael's or Hobby Lobby, wherever you buy your craft supplies. I have Tiger painting one over here right now. Careful.
I'm going to get my craft on right now. So it's pretty cool. She just put
Just don't the paint, paint the studio board.
Yeah, that's and all don't paint your right. computer.
She just put this paint in a cup for me to be able to paint this little terracotta pot. And the pot's just a simple, clean terracotta pot. Is there anything that people need to think about when painting these pots? Is there a specific paint besides this one that you have here?
You know, you could probably use any paint, especially on terracotta. Because
like at a hobby
so
shop,
porous.
Any hobby yeah. shop paint.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, any yeah. kind. Any kind. I love this brand has like a bazillion colors, so
yeah, it's
really
a water-based
like
water-based paint. I would
it's
imagine.
Acrylic,
okay,
acrylic base. But yeah, you paint. I mean, paint a little pot, and for 50 cents, these are cute. You can put these all over the garden, all over the house, and they have a bunch of different sizes.
You know so what's really cool about one. This? Because a lot of people have, you know, their kids in the wedding. You know, at some point, mm-hmm. and prior to the wedding, this is a great way to get them involved.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And they really feel like they've contributed
yep.
to what the big
yep.
event.
Yep. While you're drinking wine and playing with drills and corks, your kids could be painting the pots.
She's not gonna forget the drill, John.
now, Cara. I notice these are clay pots. Could you do the same with plastic, or do you pick clay for a particular reason?
No, you could definitely do the same with plastic. This paint will go on literally any surface, so you could use plastic pots. Right. These are just what I found when I was walking up and down the aisles at Michael's.
Because we were talking during the break about possibly attaching a magnet to mm-hmm. them. Maybe if you wanted to use it as a refrigerator magnet, you could
yeah.
use plastic, which would be a little bit lighter.
Sure.
And yeah. then glue it.
Yep, that would be a really fun gift. And we're talking about weddings, but these work awesome as gifts for neighbors.
Yeah.
Gifts for your kids' teachers. If you're looking for, this is the season. I know, again, I kind of stutter when I say it's November already. We're a little ways off from actually Christmas.
Well, but not according to TV and the media.
Now is the time, though, to think about doing some of these DIY projects. If you wait until December, things get too crazy. You get
right.
too backed
it's
up.
Too
There's
late.
Too much going on. So you've got, say, this weekend. You've got one more weekend one more weekend before Thanksgiving after this.
Oh, two weekends.
Yeah,
yes.
So those 2 weekends are an optimal time to be thinking about some of these DIY gift ideas. Again, they work perfect for neighbors, teachers, any service providers, anyone who you'd like to give a little gift to this holiday season.
And that's great. Tiger, you're almost done, aren't you?
I'm almost done. This is kind of a thicker paint.
Yeah.
But it makes it seems like it dries quickly, and it gives it a nice coat where it looks well done.
Like it came that way.
And I'm impressed because I did it. That's why I don't know if it's the paint or if it's the painter, but
you're impressed with your work.
I feel somebody who did this with great quality.
So much so you're going to cut your ear off at the end of the show.
Yeah. There was a question that came over on Facebook I wanted to mention to Cara.
Sure.
Is that it said a lot of people are starting to have weddings in their own home. Is there any tips for people that are doing that on how to get the house ready or on just things people need to consider when they're having it at their house?
Yes.
Well, that's a great question and a good idea.
Yeah. We did an episode of the podcast was actually devoted to hosting a wedding at home. I got married at a home. It wasn't our own home. We rented a property, but there are a lot of really special things that you need to consider. This question that came from a listener previously was specifically about the restroom situation. So if you're looking at having 100 people over to your home,
yeah,
that's a big thing to consider.
Dressing up your bathroom a little bit.
And making sure that there are enough facilities for everybody to use. Parking is another big one. Make sure you have the parking space available either on your street or if you're going to be doing it off-site, you've got some arrangements made to shuttle people back and forth.
And notify the neighbors. That's an obvious.
Notify the neighbors. Notify the police department.
Yes.
Give them a heads up that you're going to be hosting an event. What else? Put down floor mats?
You know, I was just thinking that if you really want to cut back on the cost of the wedding and you're looking for a venue, there's Airbnb, right? So you just rent one of those houses.
Yeah, as long as you clean up afterwards.
Have the wedding there.
And make sure that it's the way you rented it to begin with.
Yeah. I got to do full disclosure there. You could definitely want to make sure that the property owner knows what your intention is.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, absolutely. You might require maybe a little more deposit.
Yeah. Well,
I thought there might be a flaw in that.
Yeah.
Idea. Well, it's not a bad idea if it's executed properly.
Right. Yeah, we shopped for, we ended up getting married at a home in La Jolla for anyone who's here locally in Southern California. But as we were shopping, we looked at a bunch of properties, and a lot of the owners were charging like a rate above the rental fee per person who was going to be there as like an insurance and a cleaning built-in little buffer towards that. So definitely don't go on VRBO.com and rent a house and like...
Yeah, and don't tell them what you're doing. So we're coming up to the top of the hour here. That was just a very, very quick hour. Do we want to hold Cara over a little bit next hour? What do you want to do here?
It's whatever she wants to do. I'd want to get out as quickly
as possible. Is there anything else that people should know? Put it that way before we close.
Thank you guys again for having me.
Absolutely.
Please, everyone, I put up a link to a Pinterest gift guide that I put together. These are really good consumable gifts, gifts for your neighbors, gifts for teachers. So be sure to check that out. You can visit carasvineyardwedding.com. And again, you can check your newsletter or the comments for spelling on that. I hope everyone has an awesome holiday season.
Yeah, and we've all learned a lot. And based on the feedback on Facebook, so have our viewers. We really appreciate that.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear it. And everyone, feel free to reach out to me, you know, after the show with any questions you have about your wedding or succulents or
gifts. And you put links up, Tiger. I see some links up there.
Yeah, so there's a lot of links up there. And Cara, thank you for joining us this morning. And then for those of you that haven't seen it, I'll make sure to post my picture on Facebook of the pot that I painted.
Please do, because I can take a picture during the break.
It looks amazing.
He's very proud of that pot.
Yeah,
I want you to know that.
I don't even know what I'm going to put in it, because I should probably just leave it empty, because the pot would outshine whatever goes in there.
Nice job. He's very, very proud of his
very
work.
True.
Cara, thank you so much, and I hope you get some more reaction based upon your appearance here on our Facebook Live Garden America. We're going to do top of the hour news. Cara, thank you so much. You can wave bye-bye to the camera.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Do appreciate it. We're going to take a break. As I mentioned, news coming up. We're back at 6 minutes after with hour number two of Garden America. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.